A Thanksgiving Day Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on November 24, 1988, entitled, Thanks for the Gift, but I Didn't Really Need It. The scripture reading is Philippians 4, verses 10 through 20. The text for the sermon is Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
I think it's always a pleasure to receive a thank you note. A thank you note that indicates that some kindness that we have extended to another has been received and appreciated and has brought pleasure. Thank you notes are nice to receive. But did you ever read a thank you note such as the scripture lesson this morning? Rather strange thank you note. Paul seems to have a difficult time simply to say thank you to the Philippians for a gift that they had given to him for support. How would you feel if you received a thank you note and it said, I rejoice in the gift that you gave to me, but I didn't really need it. As a matter of fact, I don't need anything. Sincerely. That's about what Paul says in his attempt to say thank you. It was good of you, now at long last, little jab. It was good of you, now at long last, that your care for me has flourished again. Not that I speak of want or need. Thank you for the gift, but I didn't really need it. Well, I suppose that if we received a thank you note like that, we might say, well, don't suspect that I'll ever burden you with a gift again. You're on your own from here on. Probably one of the greatest problems with our giving is that we are so insistent upon the proper kind of gratitude being expressed. And Paul didn't write the kind of thank you note that we'd use as a model for you boys and girls. I hope that your teachers and your parents are teaching you to write thank you notes when people do something nice for you. It's nice to say thank you. It's good to say thank you. But find some other model than the Apostle Paul. You can listen to him for a lot of things, but not necessarily as to how to write a thank you note. Probably best just to say, thank you. I appreciate it so much. And let it go at that. But Paul says, no, it's good of you. I rejoice that your care of me has flourished again. Not that I speak about need. For as a matter of fact, he says, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I have been thoroughly initiated into the human lot with all of its ups and downs. I have learned how to abound and I have learned to be abased. So that whether I'm up or whether I'm down, whether I'm hungry or well fed, whether I'm clothed or naked, in whatever state I am, I have learned therein to be content. And I can, as a matter of fact, really handle everything and anything through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. But then he kind of knows that that isn't exactly the kind of thank you note he intended to state. And so he comes back to the gift again. And he does say, it was good of you. Thank you for that. And he mentions the gift specifically. He mentions the gift that was sent by personal messenger from the church at Philippi to probably Rome where he was in prison, a gift of support. And he says, you know, it wasn't the first time you did it. You had been doing it from the beginning. And I'm grateful for that. You have been in partnership in the gospel with me from the beginning. But then that other emotion takes over again and we get another Not that I am, or not that, first of all, not that I am in need of the gift, and now I don't want you to think I set my heart on the gift. I don't want to give you the impression that I was pacing in the cell in Rome wondering, when will those Philippian Christians come through again? No, he said, I don't set my heart upon the gift. All I care about is the profit accruing to you. All I really care about is the fact that to the extent that you participate in this ministry, to that extent, you are investing yourselves. And in that investment in the gospel, there are dividends that will be accruing to you. However, here I give you my receipt for everything, for more than everything. I am paid in full now that I have received this gift that you sent. But then he comes back and he makes them realize that they didn't just give him a gift, but rather he says it's a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And just in case you think by your gift to me, which is a fragrant offering to God, you have put God in your debt, let me assure you that my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Kind of a funny thank you note, isn't it? Thanks a lot, but I didn't really need it. It was good of you, but I hadn't really set my heart on the gift. I'm glad for the gift because it tells me something about you and your investment in ministry, which will pay dividends from the God who will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Well, a rather strange thank you note, and yet, maybe as we think about it, we can learn something on this Thanksgiving Day 1988 about Thanksgiving. Seems to me that what Paul is saying here is that my gratitude is genuine, but my gratitude is not so much for the gift as it is for my life in the giver, in the good and gracious God. I have learned in whatever circumstance I am, therewith to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying that I am supremely thankful that my life is rooted in God. And that's a good reminder on Thanksgiving Day. I'm always conscious on Thanksgiving Day, we who have been so richly blessed, we have every reason to be thankful. This church ought to be full and crowded out. Every sanctuary in America ought to be filled with people bringing thanksgiving to God in light of the bounty and the goodness that we have received. But if our thanksgiving is offered to God because once again we've had a good year, then there just may well be some Thanksgiving year, some year in which we'll simply have to cancel Thanksgiving. This day and this worship service and this national remembrance had better be rooted in something more than national blessing and personal prosperity, a genuinely thankful heart. Can appreciate the bounty of God's goodness. But there better be something more. And that something more is what Paul had and to what he witnessed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This year's been good, wonderful, thank God. Next year may be bad, thank God. This year I'm full, thank God. Next year I may be empty, thank God. Thank God that because of God and because of God's grace, my life is so rooted that I'm able to transcend the vicissitudes of my historical, my human pilgrimage, thoroughly initiated into the human lot with all of its ups and downs, able to be abased, able to abound in it all. Thank God. That's what Paul was saying, and that's why I think he was having such a hard time just saying thanks for the gift. Because he wanted to say, hey, the gift, that's great. But I want you to know there's something much deeper. And that's why I'm really thankful. And maybe he also wanted to be sure that the Philippians understood that their giving ought not to be to them a source of pride. To recognize that in all of our giving, we can't outgive God. That in all of our giving, we're giving to one who supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. My God will supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So that our giving this morning for various causes to meet human need, to try to lift the burden of human suffering, that is simply a response to the good and gracious God who supplies all our need, not in a stingy fashion, but according to the riches of his grace in Christ. Well, if life is thus lived, then Paul's last word is fitting. It's a doxology. Our lives ought to be simply prolonged and continual doxologies where we're rooted in grace, rooted in Christ, resting in God. We're lifted above the ups and downs of every day and have that steady focus on the goodness and grace of God that enables us in every circumstance to live with doxology. That's the deepest cause of thanksgiving. So maybe, how about this? How about this for a paraphrase of our text for Thanksgiving Day 1988? Could we agree on this? We could say to the good and gracious God, thanks for all the bounty, but we didn't really need it because, oh God, you're enough.